Today, I am so happy to discuss an interesting topic, and it's the journey of a woman in tech. And we know that the tech industry is a male-dominated world, even as women have been conquering more and more ground. According to LinkedIn Gender Insights report, women apply for 20% fewer jobs than men, despite similar job search behaviors. In other words, women talk themselves out of jobs before applying. So here at Van Hack, we work extra hard to hire more women in the tech industry to increase this number of female tech workers who land in an international job. So we host regular women hiring fairs and connect them to companies that want to hire female professionals. We also recently launched the Women Scholarship with Van Hack Academy, offering 25 scholarships to selected women who will get 100% free access to over 40 hours of content and preparation for 3 months. So we are so proud to help women and their empowerment. So to talk about this, I have incredible woman today in the tech, and we know her very well because she's part of our team and here at Van Hack, and she's an interview advisor. So let's welcome Grace Ferreira. Grace is a start. She's a talented woman in the tech industry. Grace started working as an IT help desk technician and had the opportunity to become a developer. And she has been working as a full stack developer since 2015, right? So thank you, Grace, for accepting this invitation. Let's start talking about your background, who you are, where you're from, how you landed in the tech world.
Great. Hello, Paula. Well, it was a great opportunity to be here. Thank you for having me. So my name is Grace. As you know, I'm from Brazil. Now I'm based in Canada. So as you told the audience here, well, I started working in IT in 2014 as a help desk technician. So, and then I had the opportunity to move to development part. So I was working at São Paulo City Hall, and then I had this opportunity. It was a change inside the company. I saw this opportunity. My manager saw this opportunity in me. So I started. It was not easy at all. At that time, I was studying. I was an intern. So that's how everything started, working with some specific technologies at that time as a PHP developer, eventually working with the front end part. But it was the very start of everything. I didn't have been in touch with, I was not in touch with programming at that time. I had some simple subjects at the university. So I'm very proud to say that I had to learn everything from scratch. And I think that, well, it was how I found my way to work with things. It was a struggle at the beginning. Well, years ago, we didn't have so many resources as we have now. But I'm really proud to be on this path. And well, after a couple of years, I have worked with the public services, well, at São Paulo City Hall, Santander City Hall, PwC already. That was a Big Four, Avanade. And now I'm here as an interview advisor at Van Hack. Well, along the way, I started as a developer. Eventually, it was working only with front end, full stack, Scrum Master, because the mentorship, the management part, always, it was something that was super interesting to me.
And I know about, like, you did like a career change. So I want to move a little bit to the past and know how you landed in technology. How was that change? It was something that you wanted to do. Like, how was this process?
Okay, so a surprise for everyone here, because I was not a tech person at the beginning. So I was a pharmacist. So
Wow.
years and years ago, I finished high school, and then I started applying. Well, I had all the exams, all the process, applying for universities, and then I got this admission to pharmacy at a university in São Paulo, and then I started. At the beginning, my father was disagreeing with me because he always thought, okay, you are, well, maybe in the wrong path because your future is in IT. I should have listened to my
Okay.
father.
So he knew it, yeah.
Yeah. I'm so blind, it was a bit confusing because, well, you were at that time that you need to decide everything really fast. And then I applied. I don't regret at all because I learned a lot of things. Of course, I don't use most of them. But when it comes to experience, to understand that that path wasn't what I should follow. So then I started studying more. I was still studying at this university, but then I was exploring other topics. And at some point I thought, okay, I'm maybe in the wrong path. So after exploring more, I quit the university. It was not an easy decision because at some point I had a job already. It was comfortable for me at that time. But then I had to go out of my comfort zone and start exploring more. I spent 1 year in a break for me to study and start applying for other universities, other bursaries. This time I got a 100% bursary for IT, so information systems. And then I got my internship. But what I can tell you that it was about exploring, also understanding in my own time. Regardless, my father or friends always saying that, okay, you are so good at technology. You always help us with some specific things. It was not related to programming yet, but I had that interaction with computers, with technologies, but it wasn't my pace, in my own pace, for me to realize that I really wanted to pursue that. It was not a thing that, okay, yeah, I woke up and yeah, I work with technology, but it was my own process. And it's something that we ignore sometimes. We just listen to people. We just see things and we are not following what we want.
Yeah, but did you have like some main motivators to move to that change? Like what was in your mind at that moment?
Yeah, at that time, as I was, of course, receiving this kind of feedback from people, I started wondering, okay, maybe... Okay. This is the right path. And then exploring more, reading more about the careers, about different paths I could take. Because at first I didn't think that I could be good at programming at all. I was exploring because, well, in IT, we have so many paths. And then I started exploring each one. So, and well, at the university, I thought, okay, maybe I can have this be a bit more clear for me to understand what I want to do. But also counting on myself, thinking of other courses I could take. So I could say that it was mainly the research I have done and the things I was exploring, new courses I was exploring to understand where I could fit.
Okay, that's really great. And it was a big change, but a good journey, right?
Yeah.
So Grace, what is for you to be a woman in tech?
Well, for me, it's challenging myself every day, I would say. Nowadays, we have a lot of initiatives. The companies have more visibility of this need to develop people, to empower women, and then to open more opportunities. We have a lot of communities as well. Well, we have here at Van Hack, a lot of opportunities and a lot of initiatives running. But for me, it's still challenging. And I know for a lot of women, it's still challenging. So this is not about only fighting against all the judgments outside, but also challenging myself, saying, analyzing everything I need to work on. And also about understanding and recognizing my achievements. Every little step, every little accomplishment in my day to day makes me feel okay. I'm in the right path. This is why I'm proud of, and I keep going with my journey as a tech person.
That's great. And now that you're talking about challenge, like what is the most challenging part of being a woman in tech for you in this industry?
I'm not proud of telling you that, but the gender is still a matter. It's still a problem. Until people start differentiating you from other people because of your gender will be a challenge still.
Okay.
So the way I'm perceived, I see it. When I join a meeting or when I join an interview, sometimes the person is there before you open your mouth to share your knowledge, before you open your mouth to share any content, people are already judging you because you were a woman. So, what happens in all the professions, I would say, not only in tech, but we know that we have a lot of men still. We have a lot of men applying for jobs. We have some researches. I'm part of an initiative called I Am Remarkable. I don't know if you have heard about it. Well, you can explore my LinkedIn audience anytime. I'm always offering workshops, but this one is to empower women. And one of the research we have been guiding, it's about this fear women have when we are applying for jobs. Men go there if they have 60% of their requirements, they just go. We wait for having 100% to be sure and go for it. So we have the external judgment and also we have the internal one. Because until
Wow,
we
all the fears.
realize, yeah, all the fears, we need to realize that we are perfect for that job position and then we are going to apply. We need to be sure that people are not judging or thinking that we are a fraud. And so we have a lot of points that we need to keep working on, and maybe we need to prove. As a man, sometimes doesn't need to because they're just there. They are more confident. And it doesn't mean that we don't have the qualifications for a job. Most of the times we are more than qualified. But this is about this fear of being judged, being confronted, I would say, when it comes to your skills and what you are showing, if you are perfect or not, or maybe demonstrating what you know and you need to prove, you need to demonstrate just because you are a woman.
Yeah, that's true. But okay, now let's talk about the good part. Like, where do you think is the best part of being a woman in tech? And more like, now that you're leading some workshops and everything, how is this empowerment?
Yeah, sure. Well, for I think the best part, once you go through a lot of bad things, a lot of struggles, you are stronger after all. So, of course, I always say that whenever I am going through all the door I pass through, I keep it open. Because from my experience, I don't want you or any other girl in the future who wants to join the tech site, the tech market to face the same challenges as I did. So it doesn't need to be a struggle for everyone. If I can facilitate, if I can make it easier for one person, it made my day, right? So I think when you go through a lot of struggles like this, a lot of challenges, you are stronger. So this is definitely a good part, I would say. And also, we have the opportunity to use our skills. Once we realize, once we feel empowered, we see that woman. Well, since the beginning, we have a lot of skills. One, I play with candidates and I always tell everyone, it's well, we have amazing negotiation skills by nature. So, by nature. So it's a matter of understanding, Maria, thinking of the workshops, thinking about every talk, or eventually some candidates or people come to me on LinkedIn and ask, how could I improve? And I think as I have been going through this, I had experience with network, so help desk in the development part, the mentorship, leadership as well. We can identify some patterns and we can understand that from those patterns, we can identify and extract the best. From every bad situation, we can extract something good. So I would say
I
they
love
struggle,
that.
but also these strengths we collect along the way. And also, once you were recognizing, you were understanding that, well, one piece of code, one task you created today and worked. It's part of your journey. It's a reason for you to be proud of yourself. So it's building block by block.
Yeah, I love that. And it's like, yeah, one day at a time and just not be like fearless, just instead, like, probably be brave enough to like accept all the challenges.
Yeah.
What is your advice? What is the advice that you will give to a woman considering a career in tech industry, or that she's already there, but she wants something else, like a job abroad?
Yeah. Well, the first one, if you want, go for it. Ignore everything and everyone who's saying that's not going to work out. Because, well, back in the past, if I was listening to everyone who was trying to discourage me, well, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be here at One Hack. I wouldn't be here in Canada at all. So please ignore, and ignore your internal voices as well. When it comes to, okay, you can do it. Yeah, you can do it. Well, read a lot. It's something that I do a lot. People sometimes can make it feel that it's easy. It's not easy. And I know, and everyone knows that being a developer, it's not easy. We know it's challenging. But if you insist on that, if you have this willingness to learn, it's not impossible. If you are starting, if you need to build everything from scratch, during my career, I had a gap. And well, I'm not afraid of telling you that. After working years and years in the public sector, I realized that I had a lot of gaps. I had to start, not to restart from the scratch, but I had to review a lot of things. You study a lot, go back to the principles, go back to best practices for me to understand the process, for me to be a better developer. And if you need to start from scratch to restart, or if you are starting, my tip is to read a lot. Don't be afraid to raise your hand and ask for help. It's another point. Challenges you are going to find. You are going to find people who doesn't want to help you. You're going to find people who will judge you, but find the right people to talk about. Go to events, online events, meetups, feel yourself included in the community. Now we have a strong community for you to join. What we have here at One Hack, we have a lot of meetups at meetup.com. You can find some online events on LinkedIn. One of my mistakes, I won't blame myself for that because at that time I didn't have access to a lot of things we have today. We didn't have so many initiatives. But my mistake was not looking for it and understanding that you can find support through this network.
That's great. Grace, have you felt gender affected, how some is perceived or how you were treated, and how you ever like see like face that situation, and how did you handle it?
Absolutely. I could spend like the whole day here, Maria, telling you
It's
about
sad, but okay,
that.
true.
Yeah, it's sad but true. And well, I laugh at this situation because at some point, like it's in the past. And as I said, well, we suffer, but after that, we get more strong. So yeah, it's fine. Well, helped. That happened to me in the past. I have one specific situation. Yesterday, I was thinking, reviewing everything and thinking about my career, the overall. When I was mentioning to a friend of mine, Amanda, she's worked with me. She was working with me in the past. And then we remembered about this time. We were offering support. We were still in the help desk area and we were offering the support to a woman. And well, network. She was having trouble with connection. We had to check all the cables, so I was under her desk. And well, we know that is not a clean situation. Eventually, you have your knees dirty, you have your clothes dirty because you need to go up under the desk. And this person was having lunch, and when she returned, we were there checking everything to make it work. Because that's our job. So she looked at me, "What are you doing there?" And I was trying to fix your network. And
Trying to
you
help.
shouldn't be there. You shouldn't be there. This is a man thing. Where are the guys? Because you have guys in your team. You shouldn't be there. Oh, you were so dirty. And it was okay. The only thing I made, like I got all my tools back and said, okay, well, I was just here because I have knees, I have legs. I didn't want to fight. I didn't want to be rude, but because I have legs, I have knees, I can go down, I can try to fix things, I have knowledge. But if you don't want me to attend you, it's okay. I will ask someone else to come.
Oh my God. Okay. That is a good
Silence.
end. Yeah,
Silence.
for
You know,
sure.
I didn't want to fight. I didn't want to discuss, but I hope, well, I never asked that person if she stopped to think about it, but I hope at some point she understood that she
Change her
was,
mind.
yeah, changed her mind and understand. I remember that I reached out to my manager and I explained the situation. I said, oh, come on. Don't waste your time with that. But it hurts, right? Because you have
Of
the
course,
knowledge. You were
yeah.
there. You were just doing your job and people were judging you. When in all other specific situations, I have joined meetings or and I was in the waiting room, waiting in the room, sorry. And well, the team was there. And then one manager asked me, okay, where is the manager? Where is the Scrum Master? When are we going to start? And I said, yeah, we can start. I am the Scrum Master. So they were, oh, okay.
Like the face changed
So
and
I don't know. They
everything.
thought that it was an assistant. So they changed at that time. And I realized that it was uncomfortable for them during the whole interview because they were expecting for a man. They were
Yeah,
waiting for a
and
man, right? So
listen,
yeah,
no.
it changed. And also after they see, because yeah, I can be totally sweet, but also if I need to be serious, I will be. And then I think it surprised people as well, because if they see a woman, they are thinking that we are going to accept everything, we're going to conduct the situation in a way. And then I have a totally different behavior. I'm not being rude, I'm just being professional. And sometimes they don't like it. So
Yeah.
it changes a lot how they perceive just because I'm there as a woman.
So you make them to switch a little bit, right?
Yeah, I try to make the switch, and also I think it's a matter of re-educate these people. I don't like being
Completely.
rude, and that's why I talk with I have this conversation with friends sometimes, other women in tech. It's not our role to be rude to this person because most of the times they never had to face that situation or they were thinking a different way. So we need to reconstruct the break the bias, break everything. So you are giving this person the opportunity to think in a different way, to see
Yeah.
that you are not your gender. You are what you have been studying, what you, well, deserve to be treated as. So that's the point. I try to not be rude. Sometimes people just don't know what they are doing.
It's like about transforming in a rock or being extremely hard just to like being
Yeah.
part, right? It's like you can be yourself and demonstrate how smart you can do your things and everything. Grace, what do you wish you had known before starting this journey?
Well, as I was mentioning, I wish I was ignoring voices around me.
Yeah.
I really wish because it hurt me a lot at the beginning of my career. At some point, I felt stuck. I was not feeling empowered enough to go ahead and study specific points, study specific theories, and applying for specific jobs. Even here at Van Hack, well, a funny thing, I joined Van Hack in 2018, and well, it was December, and then I got selected for Van Hack Leap in 2019, and I was terrified, simply terrified, because all the voices, oh, you can do it, you are not good enough for an international job, your English is not good enough. Well, it led me to Leap anyway. I came to Leap, but a lot of insecurities were surrounding me. And yeah, it's tricky when you don't have this kind of support. And also when you don't build your confidence. So I wish I had known how to build my own confidence and also how to value and see meaning in every single little step I was taking. And this is still a struggle sometimes. I won't say, oh, because I'm a senior developer or because I'm a leader now that I don't have this kind of struggle. I do. But it's a different way how we handle this. Once you start having that voice in your head and then you start not ignoring, but then why am I feeling it? And also understanding that it's okay to fail.
Yeah,
Because in the
like
past, I was not accepting that well. Once I failed, because I joined Leap and I failed. I won't say that I failed because I learned a lot of things, but I didn't get a job. And that time was awful. Imagine you traveling from your country to Canada for a week, having a bunch of interviews and, well, seeing everyone getting hurt, and then you didn't get a job.
yeah.
So, yeah, accepting that it's okay not to be okay, and it's okay to make mistakes, and it's okay to not have what you want at that time. Well, everything happens for a reason. So I wish I had now.
Yeah, like it wasn't your perfect match job, right?
Yes.
And it's a good mindset. Like, okay, I fail, but I learn a lot, and I think it was like something that helped you instead of like hurt you, right? It was a
Yes.
experience, right? Grace, this is the last question, and it's like I want you to describe your tech journey in one word.
Oh, that's, well, it's challenging, but I would say resilience.
Love it. That's great.
Resilience.
Yeah. Thank you so much for recording with us, for accepting this invitation. I'm sure this conversation is gonna be really constructive for other women in tech. So thank you so much for coming and for sharing all your journey with us.
Thank you, Maria. Well, just having this opportunity to invite all the women in tech to apply for the upcoming event. Please do it. Don't give up. Well, it's everything's possible if you believe and if you're putting some efforts on that. So thank you for having me, Maria, once again. And I see you all there.
Yeah, see you around. Thank you. Perfect.